Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I hope your day's going well. Ours is busy in work physically and ministry and just rejoicing in the Lord. And I just want to share something with you. So the sisters and I had a conversation the other night, and we were all sharing various things. And one of the things I shared was a handful of scripture verses that show us that God owns us. And what made me think of this was that we see a lot of pride in men just as much as we see in women. Some of it is almost worse. And it's pretty sad to me when we see that and see that men and women will be stumbled because they don't want to dress biblical. And that is a tremendous amount of pride, because if they're claiming to be born again, they have the Holy Spirit within them. And if that's the case, then they need to be dressing it in the manner, in the order by which God commands. And we have a lot of articles on that. You can go look that up. Men should wear long, loose, untucked shirts and big pants. Women should wear dresses, unadorned, long and loose. And so anyway, you can go look that up. We're happy to help you learn in that too. So anyway, I was pondering that, how just recently a man got stumbled on it. And interestingly enough, a younger man contacted us, and he has no pride over that, no problem whatsoever. So everybody has all their issues that they need to get over. But we usually notice that often people have pride in how they clothe themselves. And I thought I would address that, because I was just pondering that. It's something that when Brother James and I are out on the streets and we're witnessing to people, and we share the gospel with everybody. And then when I'm witnessing, if a woman goes, "Oh, I'm born again, definitely," back in whatever date it was, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is, then I say, "Oh, okay, so if you're claiming to be born again, then you're supposed to be my sister. And as my sister, I love you and I want to share something with you. I can tell that you're either not reading God's word and obeying it, or they're not teaching that to you. But God has commands for women, how they're supposed to act, dress, speak. And there's roles for godly women that they're not teaching you, and I'd like to help you in that." And oftentimes they get mad, or they look at you like you're crazy, or they roll their eyes, or they laugh. And you can't see this on the audios. And I try to entreat them to listen to me, because if they truly are my sister — many of them are probably false converts, don't know it, have an easy belief gospel, whatever it is — and I'm still trying to give them the truth. And so Brother James also does this. We remind them that their body's not their own. They were bought with a price, with the blood of Christ. And we are to dress it and adorn it from the inside, not the outside. And women are to cover their heads also. And so I try to share this with women and tell them, you know, like Brother James preaches, God owns everything. He owns the earth. He owns the breath you're breathing. He owns you. And it made me start to think, you know, the pride of man to bring themselves greater than God with the vessel that he created. I mean, he created our body, but yet look at all the pride people have in it. God created it, but man has pride in it. That's like stealing it right from God, lifting themselves up above him. So I went and looked through for some scripture verses to show us that God owns our body. He owns everything. He created it all, and man can't create anything without something God has already created. So anyway, let's read some scripture verses. I shared these with the sisters, but I thought it'd be good to share it here, because there's a lot of you that haven't thought of this. So Psalm 24:1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." We are the Lord's. 1 Corinthians 10:26 echoes this. "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." So there, once again, we see it's all his, not ours. Isaiah 64:8. "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou our potter, and we are all the work of thy hand." So how do we get pride out of that when he's the one who created us? Hebrews 3:4. "For every house is builded by some man, but he that build all things is God." Luke 12:20 and 21. "But God said unto him," okay, I'm going to stop here. Let's take note of this. Who's the giver and taker of life? and breath, like we were just talking about. Luke 12, 20 and 21. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So there you go. Man lifts himself up and God says, you're going to get your soul required of you. At some point, our soul will be required and the body's going to die. We all know that's coming. 1 Corinthians 6, 13 to 17. This shows greatly who's in control of all this. Meats for the belly and belly for the meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What, know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Now you can also put in here, where was it? It says, know ye not that your bodies are the member of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? How about this? Shall I take the members of Christ and make them dressed like a harlot, dressed with no clothes on while they're running around on the beach where they shouldn't be? You see what I'm saying? Dressed with makeup and jewelry that God commands us not to do. God owns it all. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. I didn't read that one. Okay. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And here, right here. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So far all these scripture verses ought to strike fear and humbleness in everybody who's claiming Christ and not being obedient with the body that God created and owns. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Know ye not that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So just ponder for a minute. What would be defiling the body? Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. There's nothing big, nothing that we should get accolades for, no pride in the fact that we're being obedient and dressing ourselves the way God says. It's our reasonable service as our servant to him. And let's see. Oh, this is another one that shows the power of God and who owns what. Romans 9, 17 through 23. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will hardeneth. He hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing that formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. So you see this? Who are we to look at God and say, why do I have to dress this way? I'm not doing it. This is my body. Because it's not. It's his. We clearly see that. And I'm just going to wrap this up with the verse that we all know why we are supposed to be dressing the way we do. Maybe I should back up and say maybe we don't all know. Those of us who are doing it know, maybe there's some of you out there who think otherwise, go, well, it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to choose my own degree of modesty. Well, I think you might want to go back and read some of those scripture verses that I read to you and ponder that, because it's not about you or me. It's not about what we want. It's not about what we think. We need to live and breathe by every word of the mouth of God. That means God's word. And I did an article a while ago and it said, be not deceived. You know, we're commanded to not be deceived, just like Eve. Eve was deceived and she was in sin. So if we walk through our life and we're not paying attention to God's word and we're just kind of doing what we want, yeah, we might obey in some areas. Some places we don't want to get rid of, like Christmas and Easter and dressing biblically and cover our head and a little separation from the world. You know, we may be more called out and separated from the world than many people, but if you're still clinging to some of those other things, then you've got pride against God. He owns you and you're going to pay that price someday. And Christ's blood is not going to pay that price for you if you're in disobedience. So I'm encouraging you, please, sisters, look into this. This is very important. Everything is very important in God's word. So strike down any emotions, thoughts, feelings, or whatever preconceptions that you have from all the modern religious places. Stop worrying about what anybody's going to think about you and strip your lives down and obey the Lord. And here, because it's us women talking about this and it's about clothing and pride, hopefully none of you have it there. I had it. I had to kill it way back in the beginning, and I was horrified that I even had that pride when I finally saw it and began being obedient, which wasn't too far in my walk. It was pretty early on. Anyway, let's read. Oop, my screen went dead here. 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10. In like manner also, that women should adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. So there you go. We're just instructed what we're supposed to be wearing. Go look at the Greek and the Hebrew. We got articles on that. And also 1 Peter 3, there's so many different verses out there that help us women know what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be doing it. And I'm here, the sisters are here, to encourage everybody on and stand strong in the truth. Because once the Lord demands our life from us, it's too late. We already know where we're standing right now. And hopefully you're standing in Christ. So hopefully that's encouraging to you, sisters. Much love to you all. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Stand strong. And may God be praised.